USA Radio News with John Hunt.
A Texas state representative is now being criticized for tweeting he had an assault weapon ready for Democratic presidential candidate Beto O'Rourke. The tweet by Republican State Representative Briscoe Kane came after O'Rourke had this to say during the debate.
Hell yes, we're going to take your AR-15, your AK-47.
Kane tweeted, "My AR is ready for you, Robert Francis," which is O'Rourke's full name. O'Rourke called the tweet a death threat. Kane's tweet was removed for violating the company's terms of service. But it escalated an already tense atmosphere in Texas over guns after two mass shootings in August left 29 people dead. Quick glance at the stock market. The S&P 500 slipped to 3,007. The Dow Jones Industrial Average posted its eighth straight gain to 27,219. And the NASDAQ fell to 8,176. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
Desperate Housewives star Felicity Huffman was sentenced to 14 days in prison for a bribe to rig her daughter's SAT scores. A total of 51 people have been charged in the scheme. Prosecutors had sought a month in prison for Huffman while her lawyers said she should get probation. Huffman pleaded guilty in May to a single count of conspiracy and fraud. She must report for her prison sentence in 6 weeks and must pay a $30,000 fine plus perform 250 hours of community service. It's Friday the 13th and a full moon, something that won't happen again until 2049. And not only is it a Friday the 13th full moon, but it's the famous harvest moon, giving early farmers extra evening light to harvest and bring in the fall crops. It's also called a micro moon. You might remember that supermoons occur when the moon is at the closest point to the Earth during its orbit. Well, a micro moon is just the opposite. The moon will be an apogee tonight, which means it's the furthest point away from the Earth. So enjoy your Friday the 13th. This is USA Radio News.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillow, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
Wednesday the 18th is the day being set aside for national prayer services to remember all of those lost to Hurricane Dorian. Meanwhile, aid from the United States is being distributed to those in need. John Clements reports.
There are no fully operational hospitals in the Bahamas left devastated by the hurricane that began September 1st with 185-mile-per-hour winds. Meanwhile, one facility has been set up by Samaritan's Purse, providing care to 100 patients a day. Mark Green of the U.S. Agency for International Development gives us an update on his team.
This team on the ground is providing urgently needed aid, including basic food, shelter, and health support. USAID is working across the interagency, including with Health and Human Services and the U.S. Northern Command and U.S. Coast Guard for logistical support and to augment search and rescue operations.
I'm John Clemens.
80s rock star Eddie Money passed away following complications from stage 4 esophageal cancer. He was 70 years old. The two tickets to Paradise singer's death came less than a month after he announced that he had been diagnosed with the disease. Money received the diagnosis in the fall of 2018 while filming the second season of his Access TV reality series. The news was announced as the musician recovered from unrelated complications following a heart valve procedure over the summer. Over the course of his career, Eddie Money scored 11 top 30 hits on the Billboard Top 100, and his hit Take Me Home Tonight earned him a Grammy nomination. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.